What trouble? The Dow rockets upward. It's the Business News Hour for Wednesday, or Boxing Day in Canada, Australia, the UK, and New Zealand. By the way, happy Boxing Day. We'll get to the market story in just a few moments. Also today, Amazon had its best Christmas ever, and it was big. Meanwhile, The Gap is set to close its huge store in New York. It's being reported that the U.S. and China will hold trade talks early next year. Dollar stores continue to grow across the United States. Is it another sign that outside of Wall Street, things aren't looking so hot? The issue nobody seems to be talking about is interest rates. No, not on your credit card, but on the national debt. Those stories, plus we go out to lunch with retail and service expert Johnny Wright of the Biosphere. First, we'll do three questions in what we call quick bites, and then launch into an interesting conversation about consumers, business owners, what works, what doesn't, and what he does to get things to work correctly. Out to lunch today on the Business News Hour. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Aureon, AUREON.com, AARP of Iowa, Real Possibilities, AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. The Business News is next.
What keeps you up at night? The unknowns of running a business, growing pains, benefit cost increases, whatever's keeping you up, Aureon can give you peace of mind when it comes to HR services. Aureon helps you navigate the complexities of employment by providing attractive and competitive benefits, handling your payroll, onboarding, compliance, and more. Plus, Aureon is local, so you can have face-to-face interaction with your HR experts. Turn business concerns into business success. Visit AUREON.com.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa. And Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour for a Wednesday, Boxing Day, by the way. Grateful that you have climbed aboard. You want to reach out to us on Twitter, you can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Well, it was the biggest one-day gain in 9.5 years as the Dow climbed by over 1,080 points today. The indexes were reacting to the story that Fed Chair Jerome Powell will keep his job and that energy and retail had an exceptionally strong day. The NASDAQ shot up by 361 points and the S&P 500 was up by 116 points. We will have all the details a little bit later in the broadcast. Well, today we learned that customers worldwide ordered more items than ever from Amazon this past holiday season. The sales could give the company a chance to beat its own outlook for the holiday season, which disappointed investors after its last earnings report. Amazon had projected stagnant to minimal growth in operating compared to the same time last year, and that set its stock plunging 10% when it reported its third quarter earnings. Meanwhile, the company blew the doors off of this holiday season. Amazon said tens of millions of people signed up for free trials or paid memberships for Amazon Prime. The company said it sold millions more of its own devices like the Echo Dot and Fire TV Stick 4K compared to last year. Amazon also said that it sold a record number of smart home devices, including the Amazon Smart Plug, Ring Video Doorbell, and the iRobot Roomba 690. Amazon famously declines to disclose specific sales or Prime subscription data when it boasts about sales during peak shopping days like Black Friday and Amazon Prime Day. The Wall Street Journal reported last week that the SEC has asked Amazon to start disclosing how much revenue it books from Prime subscribers, but so far, Amazon has resisted, saying those figures are not essential. Well, Gap is getting ready to move out of its massive store on Fifth Avenue in New York, as the apparel retailer recently said it's considering shuttering hundreds of locations aggressively to focus on higher performing shops. The three-level Gap store will close on January 20th. The news comes as retail rents in Manhattan have been climbing over the past few years, with landlords unwilling to negotiate with tenants over price. But more recently, rents have started to cool off, they say. The portion of Upper Fifth Avenue between 49th and 59th Street in Midtown, that's where the Gap store sits, saw rents drop 24% this fall, putting the average asking rent at, wait for it, $2,973 a square foot. You heard that right. $2,973 a square foot. Yeah, yeah. It's a lot of blue jeans. Well, it's being reported that the U.S. and China will hold trade talks in Beijing starting the first week of January. People familiar with the details say Deputy U.S. Trade Representative Jeffrey Gerrish will lead the Trump administration's team, which will also include Treasury Undersecretary for International Affairs David Malpass. Next month's meeting will be the first face-to-face discussion between the two sides since President Donald Trump and China's Xi Jinping agreed on a temporary truce in Argentina on the trade war. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said last week the U.S. team and its counterparts have held discussions over the phone. Well, the Fed's interest rate hikes are doing more than hitting consumers on credit card debt. They're also making it much more expensive for the U.S. to carry its debt load. While not a subject of President Trump's Twitter outrage, America's interest payments have become a point of concern for some on Wall Street. Those payments are projected to triple to more than $600 billion by 2023, reflecting rising interest rates as well as the exploding deficit. That figure, $600 billion, approaches the amount the U.S. spends on national defense every year and dwarfs what it spends on agriculture, Medicaid, income security, and veterans programs. Higher interest rates, major increases in deficit spending, and fewer dollars coming in from taxes to pay for it all. That sound like a good business decision to you? Early today, while working on this broadcast, I read an article that bemoans the rise of dollar stores in the United States. For example, $10,000-type stores were created over the past couple of years, and there are more dollar stores now in the United States than there are Walmart stores. The article went on to blame the rise of dollar stores for everything from low wages to poor food choices by those who frequent them. Lots of experts, and I do put that in quotes, weighed in on the low quality of food offered and the lack of jobs. And one expert wrote that poor people would be better off if they shopped at Whole Foods. A bit of an editorial comment here. Do you want to know why folks shop at the dollar store? Because they don't have the income necessary to shop at Whole Foods. They're paying up to 50% of their monthly income on housing. Then add transportation and childcare, and if you've got a buck, you can then go buy a can of baked beans at the dollar store. These stores are a glaring example of folks working two and three jobs just to get by. It's all about supply and demand, kids. Folks who have little when it comes to supply, let's call that money, they demand cheap, and cheap wins. It's clearly a sign of those who have do well, while those who do not flock to the dollar store. Well, the markets were not at all worried about the deficit or low wages today as the Dow climbed by over 1,080 points in its biggest one-day gain in history. The 30-stock Dow closed 1,086 points higher, or 4.9%. Today's gain also marked the biggest upside move on a percentage basis since March 23rd of 2009, when the Dow rose 5.8%. The S&P 500 also catapulted 4.9%, its best day since March of 2009, as the consumer discretionary, energy, and tech sectors all climbed by more than 6%. The NASDAQ Composite also had its best day since March of 2009, surging by 5.8%. Today also marked the biggest post-Christmas rally for U.S. stocks ever. Retail stocks soared. Shares of Wayfair's, Kohl's, and Dollar General, Well, there's that name again, all rose by more than 6%. Data released by MasterCard Spending Pulse showed retailers were having their best holiday season in 6 years. Amazon stock also jumped by 7.3% after the company said it sold a record number of items this past holiday season. Energy stocks also jumped as U.S. crude oil prices catapulted by more than 8%. At the bell, the Dow closed at 22,878. The NASDAQ hit 6,554 and the S&P 500, 2,467. Two other things propelled the boo today on Wall Street. Fed Chair Jerome Powell is, it seems, safe in his job. Some stability much needed for the markets and the announcement that trade talks will resume early next month between the U.S. and China. Gold at the end of the day was down by $2 to settle at $1,369.80 an ounce. Oil shot up $4.09 to $46.62 a barrel, and the 10-year T-note gained a bit, paying 2.77%. When we come back, we go out to lunch with Johnny Wright of the Biosphere. So who and what is Johnny Wright? We're going to tell you all about that. First up, we're going to do quick bites, or three questions, the same three questions each guest in our Out to Lunch segment get. Okay, we're going to be talking about books, movies, and job. It's called quick bites. And then we're going to launch into a long conversation about retail and service industry business, consumers, and what business owners and managers need to know to, well, really become relevant in the mind of consumers today going forward. Johnny Wright, Out to Lunch, coming up next here on the Business News Hour.